Aaron Burmeister, you were the first once again into the next checkpoint. We're into Katna now, where it looks to be you're taking your 24-hour layover.
Yeah, no, we had a really good run from Nikolai coming over here. Ran through the heat of the day out of Nikolai and just took it really easy, kept the dogs down slow, and had a great run across to McGrath. And been a really nice, clean run as the sun started dropping between McGrath and here. The dogs just look beautiful. I let them stretch out a little bit just to see how they look, and everybody's sound and healthy.
Mm-hmm. You were again kind of reining them back and just holding them back, and you said you didn't even really turn them on yet, and still you find yourself first into Takotna, first to the 24-hour layover. Pretty impressive team right now.
I'm beside myself with the dogs. It is a very impressive team. I'm kind of running the dogs, doing our thing. They came here, my run from McGrath to here, it's 2 hours and 15 minutes or something. That's the fastest I've ever come from McGrath is 2 hours and 40. And those are with other strong teams. So there's obviously, maybe trail conditions are a little better, but the team is really strong. And I haven't, like you said, turned them on. I haven't even whistled them up or done anything. I've been riding the drag most of the race and going really easy on them because I know the pressure's going to hit come the Yukon, and that's where I want to make a couple of really good hard pushes up to the coast and see if we can seal it. There's a lot of really strong teams around us and teams still coming, so mm-hmm. It's going to be a very competitive race. Mm-hmm. And I'm amazed at where we're at right now. I'm happy with it.
Now, in taking your 24-hour layover into Katna, you and Mitch were just talking about how this can be taken anywhere. There's so many different ways you can do this race. This way of taking the 24-hour here, of course, has worked really well for a lot of different mushers and a lot of different teams historically. And it seems that you're going to follow that trend and just kind of build upon it and improve upon that from what I'm gathering.
Yeah, and it's something that's worked for me in the past. It's something I'm comfortable with. It's not taking any big risks or gambles at this point. If I pushed on to Iditarod, it wouldn't fit the plan that I have for this race. So I've got a plan worked out the way I've built my schedule to get me here at the exact time that I got here. I mean, I'm right on the schedule I put up. It puts me leaving here about 10, right around 10 o'clock tomorrow night. Gives me a night run to Iditarod, so I get to Iditarod as the sun's coming up to give the dogs a little break, and then push on to Shagluck and Anvik. So I've got the team set up really well for my plan on hitting the Yukon River, and just keep my fingers crossed that everything goes as planned and continues to hold out. Mm-hmm.
Can you talk at all, or are you comfortable at all talking about kind of how you plan to break up the Yukon and where you're going to take that 8 hour?
You'll have to wait. Hey, same to you, buddy. Are you hitting the trail?
Pretty soon.
Hey, you have a good run. Good luck, buddy. Good job.
Good so far.
Yep, thanks. You'll have to wait and see how I hit the Yukon.
Okay,
I don't want to talk
fair.
About it right now. There's a lot of competitors.
And Lance just stopped by.
Yeah, and Lance comes by to shake my hand and say good job. So, you'll have to wait and see, and you'll see what the plan is for the Yukon.
Right. But still, the plan is just to hold this team together, hold them back a little bit, and once you get closer to the coast, to make some moves and move your team on up the coast.
Definitely. And you'll notice this year, as I start dropping dogs, which I plan to do, I've got 10 really fast dogs in this team with a lot of speed. And if it comes into a speed race and I need to take advantage of it, you'll see me get down to 10 dogs. But right now I'm keeping the strength in the numbers because we got a lot of hills between here and the Yukon. The Yukon could be windblown and really tough. So I'm trying to keep my speed down, keep the team slower. It might show a little bit slower run times, but it's keeping the strong team healthy. When it gets to a point where I need to turn up the heat a little and apply some speed, I'll put some different leaders up front and cut the team numbers down because I've got something that I usually haven't had in the past, and I've got a really fast core team here. 10 of the dogs that ran the Cusco with Tony are just speed demons, and they're naturally talented and they can do it. I've got fillers around them that are really strong dogs, but they don't have that top end. So when I need that top end, I'll cut down to those, and hopefully it won't happen till the coast.
Right. All right. Well, it's a lot of fun to see this, knowing that you're again taking it conservative right now, and it's still you're doing well. You're in a good position, and it'll be a lot of fun to see how it plays out.
Yep, and I'm just pleased with the dogs, with the race, and the way everything's going. I'm exceeding my expectations at this point, and I got to say thanks to Tony and Marion and Mandy and Hunter and Kiana for helping me out all winter and putting up with me and making this happen, because I'm just living a dream and out enjoying myself right now. Thanks.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you. We'll
you see bet.
Ya. Yep. Aaron Burmeister in Takotna, just beginning his 24-hour layover and reporting in Takotna. I'm Laura Lai-Kanine.